Hi. I'm outside. It's March 9th. And spring has started to spring. It's not quite spring yet because there's loads of watery slush on the ground, which wants to be snow blazing. Well, you can hear the wonderful. I have the worst possible shoes for this weather, but I'm just walking around aimlessly. Let's try to get down this. There we go. It's just a tiny little heel thing. It's quite slippery. There's more snow up there. Let's go to the house. The birds are up. The sun is kind of shining, kinda, and well, now it's properly shining. The drain pipes are singing with the birds. Snow is hopefully slowly melting, and it is lovely. Today has been lovely all around. Well, in the little things at least. Saw my mama's cat properly and went to renew my passport and stuff. Card. Got that out of the way and now I'm here. Probably have to go inside and feed this cat here soon, because when I left he didn't have a lot of food left in his bowl. What? Okay, well, I can waste people's time if they bother to listen to it. I'm talking to you who is listening to this right now. I'm wasting your time. Sounds lovely, I just wanted to share this bit of lovely, and I might share with you the bit of lovely that is my cat. Let's do that. Let's go see if he's hungry, and then I can come up here again so that I don't have to worry about him being hungry. Ugh, this lock is very yummy. Are you hungry? Can I take off my boots? Because grandmother will kill me if I come to the kitchen with boots on. Especially after having trampled around in wet stuff, like snow. It's probably muddy as well as wet, so I'd rather not be killed today. Yeah. Very happy cat.
Now you heard the cat's welcome. This is what I usually get when I get home and no one's in.
Hi.
When I get home and people are in, it depends. Oh, you're not that hungry. I'm gonna feed you anyway, because I'm gonna go up again. I have no idea what the temperature is like outside. Should go and check actually. I'm gonna see if this maybe okay. If the talking can't talk today. Now we're gonna see if the talking thermometer will talk. I have actually no idea where it actually is. I'm gonna try and find out. Somewhere here. Oh, what is this? Salt thingy. Okay, I found it. If I can remember where to turn up the volume, that would be fantastic. Probably can't. Let's see. Is it? No. No. It did. Or am I just being dumb? I think I'm just being dumb. Yeah, I'm just being dumb. Okay. I'm not figuring it out. I used to have the manual somewhere. This is years old, I don't remember when I got it. We were in not our previous flat, but the flat we had before that. So, and it's been unused by me for about 2.5 years ever since we moved here. That was moved to the downstairs kitchen for everyone's convenience. And then the volume was turned down, or, well, off, because it kept shouting, convincing people. Hi, dog.
Hi, Melanie.
I am the stupidest of people. I'm carrying around this shoulder bag from earlier. Came home with it. I didn't think to leave it in. Inside. Easier to do things. But no, of course I wouldn't think of that. Doggy.
Hi, doggy. Hi, doggy. Big doggy.
Yeah. Well, this is my contribution to Audioboom today, and I am going to leave you, stroke the dog, and enjoy the weather. The sun has gone now, but it might come back. I don't know. Yes. Thanks for listening. And I appreciate that you did, because this is long. And until next time, goodbye for now.